5G networks could pose a huge cybersecurity risk. So who's in charge of making sure they don't? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. The U.S. and several other countries have made it clear that they don't want hardware from Chinese telecom giant Huawei to be part of future 5G wireless networks. They worry that Huawei could install backdoors in a 5G network that would let the Chinese government, companies, or hackers spy on information crossing that network. But no matter who is building a 5G network, there will be cybersecurity threats. So who's in charge of making sure that protection against hacking, spying, or other cyber threats is built in from the ground up? Tom Wheeler was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission from 2013 to 2017. He's now a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says it should be the government.
When I was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, and we opened up the first airwaves for 5G, we established a requirement that the standard for 5G would have to deal with cyber and prevent cyber intrusions. And then we opened up what was called the notice of inquiry, in which we said to all the best minds in technology, tell us exactly how to achieve that. Let's get everybody put an input here, and we'll focus that into the 5G standard process. And when the Trump FCC came in, they walked away, they extinguished both of those initiatives.
I mean, I can't believe that the companies who are building out these networks aren't thinking about security at some level. Are you saying that what we really need is that security strategy from as an international standard?
Yeah, that's it. Well, in no way am I impugning the integrity or intent of the networks. But where are the representatives of the people, the government, overseeing the delivery on what we all agree is necessary?
What would it look like if there were a coordinated effort to build in security first?
If cybersecurity is one of the principal challenges that will define the remainder of the 21st century, then let's have a Manhattan Project to make sure we've got that security. Let's just not do it on this company will go this way or that company will go that way. We'll have some meetings where we'll talk about things. There's some significant challenges that ought to be coordinated and should be overseen with the force of government.
Tom Wheeler is the former chairman of the FCC, now a visiting fellow at the Brookings Institution. The FCC under the Trump administration has put 5G security issues largely in the hands of an advisory committee made up of public officials and representatives from major telecom companies. And now for some related links. I am guessing you heard about Facebook's latest controversy. TechCrunch reported that the company was secretly paying people, and by people I mean targeting teenagers specifically, to install a research app that would basically hoover up every speck of activity from their phones. But what's going to be really interesting to watch from here on is how bad things get between Facebook and Apple. The research app isn't like a normal app that you would get from the App Store. It's part of Apple's enterprise testing program. These apps for testing typically do have more permission on your phone than something you would download as a normal consumer. And the apps being tested aren't supposed to go to anyone except employees of the company testing them. And Facebook's research app was obviously going to regular people. That's the rule that they broke. However, Facebook had also built lots of internal testing apps that do follow the rules. And people inside Facebook use them every day. And yesterday, Apple nuked them all. It completely revoked Facebook's access to its enterprise testing program. So internal betas of Instagram or Messenger weren't working, or the version of Facebook that employees use inside the company, or any number of other apps that employees use every day or are testing out. Business Insider reported that the move sort of crippled the company. As we went to press, Facebook was negotiating to get some access back. But Tim Cook has been getting after Facebook over privacy and data collection. Apple's Safari browser blocks Facebook web trackers. Mark Zuckerberg has said that Cook's comments about Facebook are essentially baloney, and basically this Cold War just got a lot hotter. But if you're wondering whether Facebook is stressing too much about yet another privacy scandal, aside from not being able to get any work done internally, check out their earnings report from yesterday. All the stats are up. They're making tons of money. The number of users is up. And if you hadn't been following the news over the last year or so, you'd never know anything was wrong. Read more about it on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Molly Wood. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.